racking up 6 speeding offences within 3 years. He was also ordered to pay $3,397 to the court. A woman has been hospitalised after biting into a strawberry containing a needle, sparking fears that last year's scandal may not be over. The Melbourne mother says she can hardly talk after nearly swallowing the sewing needle. And anyone hitting the road these school holidays had better fill up quick, with petrol prices already at a 4-month high expected to rise again this weekend. National average petrol prices reached 147.4 cents a litre last week, with prices set to go up as soon as Friday. In sports news, South Sydney captain Sam Burgess has been hit with a suspended $10,000 fine for his comments about the NRL judiciary last week. Burgess met with NRL chief executive Todd Greenberg and has issued a public apology after last week labelling the NRL judiciary a kangaroo court. Fremantle captain Nat Fyfe has won the 2019 Brownlow Medal, claiming the AFL's greatest individual honour for a second time. Fyfe polled 33 votes, prevailing over Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield, Brisbane's Lachie Neale and Carlton's Patrick Cripps in a dramatic finish to the awards last night. And England wicketkeeper Johnny Bairstow has been left out of the squad for the 2-test series against New Zealand. 4 uncapped players have been called up to the test side. However, Bairstow has been included in his country's T20 squad for the tour that begins in November. That's the latest news on Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney Spring Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
In Harris Farm for the freshest Aussie fruit and veg, like mix and match, snacking tomatoes, 2 punnets for $5. Hurry, today only in-store and online at Harris Farm. The M5, slow congested traffic, Mars Street on ramp to main exit of BC North. We're looking at a lot of traffic movement, the M2 through that Lane Cove tunnel, but moving down towards Artarmon, still very heavy traffic inside the Eastern Distributor, they're right way through to Cleveland Street northbound. It's the MY19 model clearance at Volkswagen. Get the Tiguan 132 TSI comfort line from $45,990. Drive away. T's and C's apply. Visit volkswagen.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
The Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Lunch is on again. Join your host TK and Loz in the Grand Ballroom at Royal Randwick Wednesday, October the 2nd. The fun kicks off at 12:30 when your Master of Ceremonies, Dave Stanley, welcomes you to enjoy a gourmet 3-course lunch, 5-hour beverage package, and to rub shoulders with royalty of the NRL and racing world. The midweek Randwick meeting will be in full swing, as will the Sky Racing Tipsters, who'll be doing their best to send you home a winner. Tickets $195 per person, available at AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has the whip around every morning at 11.
He's ready to go today. So I think he's the best, fellas.
It's a 30-minute wrap to help set up your wagering day with a cavalcade of form analysts and their best bets for day and night meetings. Then hear from trainers on their runners for the feature New South Wales meeting, like John Thompson. This horse in race 2, Grand Piano.
He's a couple of weeks between runs, so he's still nice and fresh. He shows a good bit of promise.
Rely on the whip around every morning at 11 on Sky Sports Radio.
Stratum Star, the only dual Group 1 winner standing for less than $10,000 in the Hunter Valley.
Stratum Star raced up now to Jamaica. Humidor started to flash over the United States down on the inside. Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of 2-year-olds.
But Stratum Star on the back.
Stratum Star, the iron horse. Visit Widden.com.
There's a proportion of the population who can stay seated when they see a horse or two on television. They just look and think to themselves, there's a fast horse, and barely move a muscle. But then there are people who would see that horse and think, look at that beautiful 3-year-old filly fly. And no amount of force could keep them seated. They'd be compelled to stand and cheer and encourage that good thing home. We're those people. Tab, long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
7:10, we've got Wyong today. Phil Robinson is the track manager. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, how you going?
I'm not too bad. How's your day, more importantly?
Yeah, it's going really good. There's barely a cloud in the sky, so it's a cracking day for racing.
Have you had any rain at all of late?
Not in the last 3 or 4 days, but earlier on in the last week, we had 70 mil of rain in 2 days.
Gee, all right, and how's the track today?
it's actually spot on. It's drying out really nicely. I haven't had to put any irrigation on, so I'm assuming it'll stay as a good four all day.
All right, the rail, where's that, Phil?
It's in the True.
All right, and that 70 mil of rain is going to do more good than about 3 million tonne of irrigation, isn't it? It's amazing how it just kicks on.
Oh, definitely. And just the grass has kicked right in now with these warm temperatures as well, so it makes our job a lot easier.
Yeah, so I imagine the grass cover would be terrific.
Yes, it's not too bad. There is a little bit of fill. We trialled 7 days ago, and we're in the same rail position as we were for cut day, so there is a little bit of patchiness in spots, but it's pretty good overall.
All right, terrific. Enjoy the day. Hope all goes well, Phil.
Thanks very much.
Phil Robinson, the Wyon track manager. Gary Harley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Beautiful day. It's an absolute ripper. And I'll tell you what, this is a very, very interesting and strong meeting, particularly with the three-year-olds, Regimental Band and Akari, I think the other one is, a Brad Widdups. They're both very, very smart. They got form around Libertini. And the last two races, 1,000-metre races, they're going to go like the wind there. But not only that, mate, the whole program is really, really strong. You know, really looking forward to getting there because when you get, you know, the smart horses and the horses like this, you know, it makes it so much better. I mean, the atmosphere is better and you're seeing so many nice horses. But for a Tuesday meeting, I'm surprised at how strong the meeting is.
Yep, now looking through and we're looking...
Another thing, mate.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in. Nothing to do with us on the radio, but our own little Oxford girl, Lizzie Gelt, is emceeing a big ladies' day there at Wyong today. Her, Kim Waugh, Debbie Kapitas, they've been advertising it for a while in the big marquee there, so I hope I don't get swamped by the women when I go over to do the tips, mate, when I do the tips.
You're just a sex kitten, Gaz.
And they don't win.
You are just a sex kitten, and you know what's going to happen, Gary, don't you? Hey? It'll be the same as usual. You'll be fighting them off like anything. Goodness me. All right. Now, the first today. Number one, Guilo Tantrum, 31. Two, Maybach, 320. Three, Urbino, $1.35. Four, Bansiri, 34. Five, El Torado is $34. Six out and seven, the Barra, $7.50. $1.35, number three, Urbino, the favourite.
Well, the situation for me is I can't back him at those odds, and I can't tip against him. He'll beat him easy if he wants to, but he's an import trained by Chris Lee. He started $1.50 and $1.14 in his two Australian starts. Last start, he ran two in front at the 200, and he looked like he hoisted the white flag and got beat by a horse and got beat easy as since. Prior to that, Huey came in and rode him. He wanted to hang in a bit in the straight. He gets back, and naturally he's a pommy or, you know, English stayer who can get up to 2,400 or more. And he came with a big run that day, but he wanted to hang in, and he only just got beat. Look, I don't know about him, how genuine he is, but he'll beat him easy if he wants to. Maybach's won a go, and Adrian's going to the trip for the first time. Out of his Abel mare, more than ready. Out of his Abel mare, so it'll probably run the trip. Okay, wait there, I've got it wrong. It's not out of his Abel mare. It's out of the Flying Fur mare. So it's going from 1600 at Kembla, where it runs third, beating a length to Dummy Runner, and second at Newcastle to Magella, over 1500, got me to length and a half, tried to lead all the way. In both those runs, it's either been first or second all the way. I don't know whether it will run the 2100. It won't beat Urbino if Urbino puts its head down, but it's second pick. Number seven, the Burrow, got to the line really good last start for Paul Perry at Newcastle behind Augusto and got beat about four lengths, however. It's got a place open, number four, Ben Perry. 3, 2, 7, and 4.
I know race 2, 1 Pantlers 4, 34, number 2 Big Bad Bruce, 330, 3 RSI, $1.80, 4 Fiero de Lago, 18, 5 Tricky Saga, 51, 6 Bail Conditions, 61, 7 Intimidating, 370, 8 Secret Mission, 34. Shorty here, number 3 RSI, $1.80.
Yeah, I'm going for one to beat it, Intimidating. Chris Lee's is doing it. I've got to be honest, hasn't done much in his two race starts. But I do know there's plenty there under the bonnet. He's by Sebring. He had a start at Randwick on Boxing Day, and he was well back, 10 into 750 on the strength of good trials at Newcastle. And he was run about fifth all the way, and he weakened out of it. He was pretty ordinary that day. He went to the paddock. He trialled really good on the Beaumont track on August 19th. And then he came to Newcastle, and he got held up at the top of the straight. But he was gone at the 200. He just wasn't right, and he pulled up with a slow recovery. But in between them, mate, he was scratched in the barrier, at the barriers in a race, I think, at Newcastle. He's a bit of a bugger, but he can gallop. And today is we've got Brent Barrier 7. I think he can knock the favourite off here. I resign. I was at Hawkesbury working the other day when he got me three lengths. He had every chance. Blew like an absolute gale in the betting that day. 270 out to $5. He led, was running second, led it to 400, and they run over him. He got beat about three lengths. Sally's Day went enormous. The winner won a Singo's. It went really good. This horse, if you go way back to April, he's only had other run. He runs second to Lord Zealander, beaten 2.8 at Gosford. He won a trial by seven lengths before that Hawkesbury run. So he's pretty short, but if he repeats that trial, he'll go pretty good. So 7 to beat 3. Two Big Bad Bruce now with Joe Pride. He was with Ern Baker. He got two recent trials. Went on okay the last one behind Pasika, and I'm excited. Wasn't allowed to do a lot. He did. His country form was okay with Bjorn Baker. Number 5, best of the others, Ricky Saga. 7-3, 2-5.
All right, the third one, the Memory Man, had me $7. Two is out. 3, Golden, 4.80. 4, Liberty Head, 3.10. Number 5, Rizzuto, 4.60. 6, Andy Wish, 23. 7, Hyrebee, 23. 8, Zell, 17. 9, Shima, $6, rather. 10, Cinnamon Cloud, 26. And 11, Carlo, 14. 3.10 favourite, 4, Liberty Head.
Look, say, well, it's an open race. Three or four chances. Out of the two favourites, are both owned by James Cummings for Godolphin. Liberty Head's the one I like. It went really good in a recent Warwick Farm trial behind Montserrat. Ran on really good from the back. Got beat you ahead or so in that trial. It looked pretty good. He's the long road colt, and he's drawn well. Tim Clark rides him. I think he'll be hard to beat. The other Godolphin horse will be hard to beat too. Goldwyn, number 3, is drawn lovely barrier, Racial King. Very quiet trial the other day behind Montserrat and Liberty Head. Liberty Head beat it at a length of 3/4, but this horse had a quiet trial. I think he'd be running well here today. So I like the Royal Blue 1-2 here. Number 1, the Memory Man for Brett Dodson, a very, very good trainer from Coffs Harbour, young Brett. This horse has had 3 runs. He runs 2nd at Geelong back in June, 4th at Cranbourne in July, beating a length of 1/4, and obviously they bought him then. And he ran 3rd at Taree first up when he tried to lead all the way, beating about 3/4. Number 5, Rizzuto. Tim Waugh's got it. First starter. Never, ever off the bit in a recent trial at Wyom. Not beat 2 lengths. They may be setting this horse up for this race. I'd be very, very wary of it. My Manhattan Rain of Dulla Ride. 4-3, 1-5.
Right on the 4th, number 1, Famous, 250. 2, not a bad idea, 12. 3, Wounded Soldier, 7. 4, Darling Point, 250. 5, 10 Eyes, 17. 6 out, 7 Magnificently, 440. 8 and 9 out, and 10 Prince High, 101. Equal favourites, 1 Famous and 4 Darling Point, 250 each of 2.
I know Famous, the best bet of the day. He's going to get a gun run for that one barrier. Tim Clark, the righty. He came to Newcastle first up, and he was a bit burly, and he was outstanding on the 10th of August. He won by 2 lengths. Christian Reeve rode. He'd be giving an armchair ride up on the speed, and he ran away to win very easily. Went to Randwick, and he was out fast. He was in the up and coming, you know, the Group 3, so he got beat about 6 there. Then he came to Wyon the other day. I thought he was a good second. He ran 2nd. James McDonald will give him every possible out. He drew barrier one. He sat third the rail, or say third or fourth the rail, come around him, had every possible hope in the straight, and he, well, I wouldn't say it was disappointing, because the winner went fantastic. Hopefield Twilight beat him about two lengths that day. So what Peter and Paul have done, they've stepped him up to the 1350 there. Tell you what, he can draw a barrier. This is two ones and a two before that in his last three runs. He'll get the run of the race here. And I think, you know, he's the best bet of the day. Just against that, but she is pretty smart, Darling Point. I saw her win in a small field at Hawkesbury recently when I was there. Then the other day, when she farmed at Randwick, Nashra Willis said that he was concerned with her action, said after the race, and he wasn't tested at all. Pretty smart. This is a really, really good race. And I made the top eight the best to beat Darling Point. Number three, Wounded Soldier, Kiwi, with Chris Lees, went really good first up at Taree and then disappointed at Newcastle. He could run a place. And number seven, Magnificent, he won at Clary's for Jerry Harvey. That trial well, and it led all the way to win on one of the Newcastle tracks. It might have been the Beaumont. Yes, it was. First up. Good race, 1, 4, 3, and 7.
Race 5, 1 Bush Rambler, 151. 2 is out. 3 Philana, 9. The 4 Poetic Harmony, 151. 5 out. 6 Triudas, 950. Number 7 Agripart, 10. 8 Akari, 550. 9 Compatriot is $81. 10 Dancing Rachel, 151. 11 out. 12 Dulcero, 13. 13 Regimental Band, $1.95. And 14 Van Giz, 550. The favourite, number 13 Regimental Band, $1.95.
You know what price that went up?
What was that?
360.
I bet you got that.
No, stupidly. I was going to back Famous All Up, and I had a couple of things to do the other day. I was going to call in the pub and back it, and I, bugger it, we'll let it go. Mate, how could it go up 360? And it got beat two lengths by Libertini in a black tie racing cone, and it's in a wire, mate. Like, you tell me how it could possibly be 360. There's something people won't know about this, Philly, and I'm going to tell you in a moment. She by I'm Invincible, bred up at Crestfield by Wayne Bedford. He's the manager there for Bruce Neal, and Chris has got her. She had her first start at Musselbrook, was $7.50, April 22, 1,000 metres, far too short for her. Run off her legs that day. Come to Scone for the Woodlands, the Black Knight, on Cup Day the 11th of May. Libertini beat her two lengths. Libertini could have won a little bit easier, by the way. So then, Chris Spelzer. The other day at Newcastle, was after that, Eldorado Dreaming beats a nose or a head in a trial on the Beaumont track. Alifras runs third on the 19th of August. It gets even better. A couple of weeks back, in between races at a Newcastle meeting, Chris Lee's gallop in her time, Eldorado Dreaming, and the maid Regimental Band together. Regimental Band was on the rail. She had the lead all the way within her time and fought it out right to the finish. Might have got beat a half head or a head. And they clocked them to come home, or the clock, the last 600 in 32.22 in that gallop. Now, you won't see that in any of your form guides, but that's what happened. $3.60 into odds on. I think it'll win. I didn't make it at the peak. I mean, just last night when I was doing the tips, it turned right up. You knew it was going to start off. Righto. Does get back a bit, Sean, in the races. Musselbrook in the Miss Finland on the boo, but it runs second. At the 800, it was third last in a field of 14. And it's going behind Libertini. In a field of 11, it was still 7th or 8th at the 400. It made up a ton of ground. So that's the only worry about Wild. She will get back it a little. But she is very, very strong. Now, there's another horse in it that goes really good, of Brad Witter. A schnitzel filly called Akari. And she's had two starts. She runs second at Randwick to Libertine. He got me three on the boo on AMS that day. And then she ran in that race at Scone, where Regimental Maid finished about 2.5 lengths in front of her that day. So she'd want to find plenty on that run to beat it. But Scone track's a bit different to Wyong, you know, with that long straight and that. But her recent trial at Canterbury was terrific. It was an absolute ripper. Gaze McDonald never gave her 1 inch of rein, and she really hammered the line.
But he's pulled the blinkers off her. He's pulled the blinkers off her since that last prep too.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Up there in the form. So she'll run well. She's drawn a bit all out of it. But I don't think she can beat the other filly if the other filly handles Wyong okay. But she's a horse of the future. Number 14 trial, really good. Van Giz, the first starter for Bjorn Baker. Nashra Willer riding. And number 6, 3 Ood. It's my place chance. 13, 8, 14.
On to race 6 now. And number 1, Julian Rock, $1.95. 2 Jarhead, $3.80. 3 Toroso, $9.50. 4 IRI, $7. 5 out. 6 Moana, $6. 7, 8 out. Number 9, Burnsun, $34. 10 Stun, $23. 11 by Design, 34, and 12 Bonnie Forever, 81. It's short first up, Julian Rock, but it's trialled well, $1.95.
It's too good for those. I'm saying that, but there's a little worry. And Charlie Wynn was on a heavy track, and it's been placed on a soft track. He's only had 8 starts, but on a good track, he's had 4 starts and never run a place. So when I say he's too good for him, here. He handles, if the good track's okay, there's a bit of give in it. That's the worry with him. He was on a heavy track when he was brilliant in the recent Canterbury trial win. And he beat Ren's Day, one of the favourites for the Cameron the other day. And Deploy run third, it led and was under heavy pressure in the last 200. So this is outstanding, the trial in these four. He had 3 starts last prep, finished 3rd or 4th in all 3. And the furthest he was beaten was 2 lengths. John Dubois got him down at Goulburn. CJ Graham will claim 2. And he's Invincible Spirit. Isn't he the sire of I'm Invincible? I think he is.
Yeah.
He's a French horse, this fella. But he goes good. Goes really good. And his only win was over there, not in Australia. He's only had the 3 runs here. His trial was outstanding, as I said. If he gets, you know, the track's not too firm. When we come to race 6, I think he'll win. Jarhead's going really good and loves Wyong. 4 starts here for 2 wins and 2 seconds. And on pacer, his regular rider, Josh Parr, riding for Gerald Ryan. Number 3, Toroso, can run a place for Kylie. And number 6, Miss Moana. Didn't do a lot in the trial, but mightn't have been allowed to. Can do better. 1, 2, 3 and 6.
Now the 7th one, Traumatised, 440, 2 Rambler Rebel, 320. 3 Dual Escape, 11. 4 Little Owl, 420. 5 Princess Lottie, 21. 6 out. 7 Mr. Hennessy, 850. 8 out. 9 Il Bandito, 5. 10 Denham Street, 41. 11 Ondo Pasta, 31. 12 Majigi, 81. Favourite, 320. 2 Rambler Rebel.
Now, this place won 3 on the trot. He is a very, very fast horse. It's very hard to lead him. He jumps and he takes off. Now, he's a bit funny in the head, this bloke. The first 2 wins at Taree, he won the runoff. And, because, you know, Taree, it's not a big track like at Scone where he won the other day. But he, first up, he won by just over, you know, a neck or so. Second up, he won by 2.5. And, oh, he's got terrific speed. Nick Mitchell's got him, and Aaron Bullitt rides him, he always does. And this fella come to Scone. He was $1.50. Everyone said he'll win out of sight if he handles the home turn. And on the big track, Nick Mitchell was hoping that he did. And he come around like Zoom Top on the home turn. And he went enormous. He bowled him up there. 1,100. 1,000 around Wyong. Wow. If he handles that home turn, which could be a bit tight, he'll give him something to chase. Don't worry about that. He is a flyer. Traumatised has got a ton of ability. I've had to put it in the quaddy. Quite trial at Wyong the other day, ran on nicely. run second at Rosehill. The Riverbird beaten a long head in June. Its form's terrific. Third to El Troop at Doomben, beaten three quarters of a length. Fourth at Randwick, the Goldfinch, beaten three quarters of a length. What price is it, Sean? It went up $6.50.
Which is this? Traumatise. Yeah, I'll just quickly go back to the other page there.
It's got enormous ability. If Rambler Rebel does anything wrong, it'll just be ready to pound.
$4.40.
Yeah, it's coming. You got to put it in your quaddy. It's got a terrific chair. And if Rambler Rebel does everything right, 1,000 metres, I think he'll win. Although, Traumatise has won two races over the 1,000, so he's a big danger. Number four, third pick of the race, Little Al. Gee, it was good winning the other day after a brilliant trial. That's country form, of course. And best of the others, mate, number nine, Bill Bandito. He's had a few issues, had a few trainers, but he's going okay. 2149.
All right, the last one, Soul Soldier, 460, two out, three Texas Forever, 230. Four Highmel, 13, five out, six Katie Did It, 19. Seven up Reefside is 10. Number 8, LA Rev, had me 151. 9, Brooke, 151. 10, Cassie's Sister, 460. 11, Daisy Pluck, 34. 12, For Love, 650. And 13, Silent Image, 81. Favourite, 230. 3, Texas Forever.
Yeah, I nearly made this special. I was going to get Pete, but one's Pete come out. I nearly made this special, mate. It's only had the two runs. David Fife has got it by Deep Field. And Nash is riding from Barrier 1, so it ticks all boxes. First up at Hawkesbury on the Boo. It won impressively, beat Acumen. Went to the Kenzo, only got beat a length and a half by Standout. Very good form. Number 10, second pick, Cassie's Sister. Looks like it's had a change of trainer. I'm sure Stephen Jones had it last prep. Troy O'Neill at Tamworth's got it now. She is a real flyer. Got a terrific record. And she trialled nicely recently. Number one, Soul Soldier, will be hard to beat. First up for the Snowdens after a trial in which she was given a crack with a whip. Strasburg just beat her in a trial prior to that. She only had two runs. She won at Gostock one day in May. And number 12, best of the others for Love, who won easy at Stone. 3, 10, 1 and 12. The best bet is Famous. Race 4, number 1.
All right, race 4, number 1, Famous. And that's what you'll be when you go over to that ladies' marquee today and give your tips too. Hey?
Not while the lovely Lizzie's there. She'll be the star in the guest appearance.
You walk in there swinging your tie around your head and yahoo, and you wait. You'll be an absolute muglier.
I might wear that bow tie I wore on at Newcastle, Sandy.
Fair dinkum. You would have looked up.
You didn't see the bow tie?
I saw a photo of it. Yeah, I did see a photo, actually.
I only wore it for a bit. I only wore it on take two, yeah.
Well, have a good day. Look forward to the late mail today.
Yeah, this is a very interesting meeting. People should have a good look or a listen and have a bet.
Exactly. That's right.
See you, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley. Always great to catch up with him. It's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. Sydney Roosters halfback Cooper Cronk has promised to stand up for himself against the Melbourne Storm attack as the defending premiers hopes to bounce back into another grand final. Cronk denies any rift with Storm captain Cameron Smith and says he'll do all he can to make it to the big one on October 6. Lionel Messi has won the Best Men's Player award at a gala FIFA event overnight. It's the sixth time the Barcelona star has won this award. Megan Rapinoe was also named the Best Women's Player. Former Wallabies back Israel Folau looks set to lace up the boots and make a shock return to rugby league, but his dream may be short-lived.